It's 8:39 at 55 KRCD Talk Station. A very happy Monday to you. Not always happy. And I am pleased to have in the house from Beckett Springs. You need to scoot it a little bit. From Beckett Springs addictions specialists. I'm pleased to have Jeff Pritchard. He's the CEO of Beckett Springs. Jeff, good to have you in the studio.
Good morning.
I have been out to Beckett Springs and seen your amazing facility, and got to interact with some of the folks that you're helping out on a day in and day out basis. You see it every single day, and I read about it every single day. And look, right here on top of my stack, they're already talking about maybe creating government-run rooms where heroin addicts can go in and, quote-unquote, safely shoot up. Bottom line is, you and I both know, you never know what you're getting when you're getting heroin, and a lot of people just drop dead. And so they're going to be around waiting for with Narcan to bring you back to life in this safe space. That's how far we've gotten. We're now entertaining the idea of, some people would say, enabling, but after learning about heroin addiction and opioid addiction, these are strong, 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 overwhelming addictions. So much so that a normal, logical, reasonable person like me who goes, dude, you tried that for the first time ever, and you serious? It's too late by then.
Yeah, it is. I think we want to make it easy as just stop. Just stop.
Right. The logical person says that. Yeah.
Just stop.
Well, you're going to die, right?
And it doesn't work that way, and the addict brain doesn't think that way. And these drugs are so powerful that's what we hear. I tried it once, and I went back, and I went back, and I went back.
And you had mentioned before me and your materials, and there is a reality of the dual diagnosis thing. And I hear about folks, a lot of people with addictions are self-medicating. It's not in a lot of cases, it's an opioid addiction maybe turns into a heroin addiction because they have a chronic back pain. And that's separate. But some people have struggle with anxiety, generalized or otherwise. They have perhaps a psychotic disorder, some sort of mental health problem that is making their life miserable. And this is a salve, sort of like the peace of God in a worldly thing that washes away their mental problems.
It is. And I think you think about, times in your life when you're depressed or when you're anxious and even going back to alcohol.
Yeah.
You drink. And I think we see the same thing with other drugs. We see the same thing with heroin. We see the same thing with, painkillers. And it's not all, a lot of addiction is, I was started on a painkiller and it helped my back. But we see the self-medication as well. And dual diagnosis is one of the biggest things we see, folks with dual problems of mental health and addiction.
And so if there was a cart-horse concept, it would be the mental health component came first and the addiction, the salve, the medication to cover up comes second. And so you're ultimately left with two problems, the original mental health problem and also this addiction then.
You are. And we're left with how do you treat those dual problems? And the way we used to do it was the folks who were proponents of addiction treatment said you have to treat the addiction before you can get to the mental health. The folks who were mental health proponents said you've got to treat the mental health to get to the addiction. I think where the field has come is we have to treat those things together.
And that's exactly what Beckett Springs does.
It is.
The mental health aspect, the addiction specialist as well. Now, are most people, is it outpatient or is it inpatient? It depends upon the person. How do you go through and determine the course of treatment for any particular addiction? And, we're focusing sort of on depressants, opioids, alcohol, but this could also be addictions to, amphetamines or cocaine or methamphetamine, that kind of thing.
It could. We do both. We're an inpatient hospital. So what happens with us is someone comes in for a free assessment. We offer free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when someone comes in and tells us what they're going through, our clinicians can make a treatment recommendation for what is the most appropriate level of care.
Okay. And you do treat adults. And I quite often think, okay, there's any number of scenarios that might get you into a treatment program. Law enforcement. You might get in trouble with the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office and find yourself in drug court. Maybe they'll refer you over to some treatment. But I think about the individual who perhaps they know they got a problem and they wrestle with it. You know, they maybe get up in the morning and they're hungover again. Like, oh, I did it to myself again. I'm going to miss work this morning or at least a few hours. I'm calling sick. I need some help. And then the day goes on and they start feeling a little bit better. And next thing you know, they're back at it and not thinking about it. That's the beautiful thing of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because you can have that epiphany anytime.
Whenever that urge hits you. And you're absolutely right. I mean, I think a lot of us start a diet and you know, we start that and we fall off rather quickly. You know, what we tell folks when they call in and they request information about our service is come down right now. Come down right now while you're thinking about it. You know, you've got the gumption up to give us a call. Come down right now. Let us talk to you one-to-one. Let's get this treatment started. Let's get you in a program. You know, our slogan is there's hope, there's help.
Right.
And that's what we try to put across to folks when they call and when they come in is there is hope.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give Beckett Springs' phone number right now. That way, if you are perhaps one of those folks that you're thinking, you know, it's 942-9500. Just write it down. 942-9500. And that's the number for Beckett Springs Hospital, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you do get a free assessment. They will talk to you on the phone. Maybe they will convince you to come in. And it's not a prison, you know? I mean, you can walk out.
Right.
But they're there for helping. That's a nice thing. Now, Jeff, you have, and I mentioned adults, and we're going to take a quick break here because I know there are some adults out there that do not have a substance problem, but they may have the 20-plus-year-old kid in the basement who might have a problem, either does or might. But I'm going to ask you, can you help identify some of the symptoms, some of the characteristics of someone who may be struggling with an addiction problem? We'll get to that and so much more. With Jeff Pritchard, CEO of Beckett Springs, after this quick word for Fat. It's 850, 55 Care City Talk Station. Brian Thomas here doing KRC Cares because we do, and happy to have Jeff Pritchard, the CEO of Beckett Springs Hospital in-house, talking about addiction. And addiction can take many forms, and quite often addiction is a consequence of mental illness, but quite often you can just end up being addicted as a the traditional. You injured your back, you got doctor put you on opioids, and then lo and behold, over time, you find yourself addicted to opioids. And that's an addiction that you might be aware of. You may know that you need those drugs. Your doctor may have tried to stop prescribing them, and you're out looking for them on the streets. All these signs of risky behavior, and you got a problem on your hands, and you should be able to recognize that. Is there any way for folks that may have a loved one that they interact with regularly, for them to see it, and perhaps help them get into treatment? Because quite often you have parents bringing in their adult children.
We do. You know, I think the biggest thing that I would look for in a loved one is withdrawal. You know, folks starting to withdraw socially, not to be involved in the same things, to not be, you know, to not have money, to not be showing up for those family functions that you might expect. I think when you see that change in behavior, you can start to ask some questions about, is this normal? Is this a normal bad week? Or am I seeing something different? And begin to probe a little bit.
Probe a little bit. And once you're on a heightened level of awareness, it probably will be pretty evident at some point if you're looking at the right place. A lot of people, I think, don't want to see it.
They don't. There's a lot of denial around addiction and mental health as well. You know, I think we're getting better. I think folks are starting to see more. And I think, you know, there's more public awareness. We're starting to take away the stigma associated with a lot of these things. And I think that's helpful, you know, as we move folks toward treatment.
All right. And I think of when I think of heroin addiction, of course, I think of the movies where you have heroin depicted. It's always dad. And of course, heroin is there's nothing good about it. But the detox element of it, where they lock you in a room with a bucket and, you know, glass of water, and you're in there for sweating and weak, you know, train spotting. It's not like that at Beckett Springs Hospital, I'm guessing.
No, it's not. I mean, the field has advanced. That used to be the way it was done everywhere back in the day, I think. No, it's a comfortable detox, as comfortable as we can make it. You know, our doctors are very aware that when folks come to treatment, it has to be something they can participate in. It has to be something that they're willing to see through and that they don't want to leave. And so we make that process as comfortable as we can.
That's wonderful. So you do have chemical detoxification then, medicine related to helping detox, whether it's alcohol or opioids.
Absolutely. It's a medical detox from beginning to end.
Good. So from right from the very beginnings. And then what about long term? Do you offer ongoing support, like I think of therapy groups, like AA meetings where you continue to meet, you have sponsors, but also, and here's a kind of a third rail, maybe it is, I don't know, but I've talked to some addiction specialists on heroin particularly, and Suboxone is an option for people that it's a maintenance drug, basically. You're separating one evil for another, but you can at least have a decent, you can do a job. You can work yes. and be employed if you're on Suboxone, but not heroin.
You can. And you know, we start Suboxone. Suboxone has an induction when you begin to use Suboxone. We do Suboxone induction in-house, and then we refer those folks. What we like to do is step folks from hospitalization to partial hospitalization, which is about a six-hour-a-day treatment program once they discharge to intensive outpatient, and refer them to the community to folks who prescribe Suboxone on an ongoing basis in the clinics around the city.
Right, and those clinics are equipped to maintain and keep an eye on that particular patient, keep them on track. And so this is, yeah. So you're transitioning. You're
correct.
Helping. You're dealing with the addiction. You're getting through the struggle, getting them off of the immediate problem, and then some people, again, have to transition over. Others, maybe they just need ongoing psychotherapy.
Yes. Yes, and for us, it's about step down. You know, folks are more successful in recovery when we take them through a continuum of care that may start with inpatient, then partial, then IOP, then outpatient. And really, it's about continued support throughout the life cycle for folks who encounter these types of issues.
And you deal with folks on all levels of socioeconomics, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, addiction and mental illness are blind.
They are.
And you know,
well, I mean, up close to my house, B North apparently is like the biggest overdose facility for heroin in
right.
the county, and you think, being North, that's a nice, you know,
right.
nice neighborhood by all, you know, traditional objective standards. And
absolutely.
There
well,
you have it.
We're in Westchester, and
right.
Westchester is a very nice area.
It is, but, beautiful area.
But we, you know, we do a strong, you know, in and out. We're always busy, and, you know, folks continually are coming for help.
So back to the phone number for Beckett Springs Hospital. You write it down. Again, you may be the person that needs help. You may want to call right now and get on the phone with an addiction specialist, or you may be somebody that maybe have the person in the basement. How, whatever the situation, if you keep the number handy, when the moment hits you, whether it's an epiphany personally or you figure out that, yeah, you know, Junior does in fact have that substance abuse problem, is why he doesn't have a job and he hasn't moved out. Here it is, 513-942-9500. 942-9500. It's Beckett Springs Hospital. And as he's pointed out, Jeff pointed out, there's hope and there's help and there's recovery at Beckett Springs. Jeff, thanks for being in here today.
Thank you.
You take care of yourself, and I'll look forward to talking again soon. And I hope that folks can tune in tomorrow. We got Congressman Luke Messer returning. We'll get his take on Trump, perhaps.